Deuteronomy chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years you must cancel debts. This is the manner of the cancellation. Every creditor must cancel the loans he has lent to his neighbor. He must not force repayment of it from his neighbor and his brother, because the Lord's release has been proclaimed. You may exact payment from a foreigner, but whatever your brother owes, you must release. There should be no poor among you, for the Lord will certainly bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance to possess, if only you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God, keeping all these commandments that I am giving you today. For the Lord your God will bless you, as he promised. Then you may lend to many nations, but you will not have to borrow. And you will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If there is a poor person among you, one of your brothers, within any of your gates in the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you should not harden your heart or be tight-fisted against your poor brother. Instead, you should generously open your hand to him, lending him enough to meet his need, whatever it may be. Beware that you do not entertain a wicked thought in your heart. The seventh year, the year of canceling debts, is near. And so, view your poor brother grudgingly, and give him nothing, and he cry to the Lord against you, and you be found guilty of sin. Give generously to him, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, since the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything that your hand endeavors to do. For there will never cease to be poor in the land. Therefore I command you, generously open your hand to your brother, to your needy, and to your poor in your land. If your fellow Hebrew, whether a man or woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you must set him free. When you set him free, do not let him go out empty-handed. Provide for him generously out of your flock, and out of your threshing floor, and your winepress. As the Lord your God has blessed you, so you should give to him. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I am commanding you to do this today. But if he says to you, I do not want to leave you, because he loves you and your family, since he is well off with you, then you shall take an awl and push it through his earlobe into the door, and he will be your servant forever. Do the same thing to your female servant. Do not consider it a hardship when you release him, for he is worth double a hired hand, for he has served you 6 years, and the Lord your God will bless you in all that you do. Every firstborn male that is born to your herds and flocks you must consecrate to the Lord your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herds, or shear the firstborn of your flocks. You and your household must eat it annually before the Lord your God in the place that the Lord will choose. If it has any defect, being lame or blind, or any defect whatever, you must not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. But you may bring it within your gates. Both those who are unclean and clean may eat it just as you would a gazelle or a deer. Only you must not eat its blood. Instead, pour it on the ground like water.